Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist. Live in the studio today is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Always good to be here.
Yeah, good, beautiful. Big change of the weather this week for us.
I mean, yeah.
Went out and I got a little bit of sun and I came back and now we got the clouds. It's kind of refreshing.
It's nice for my garden.
Yeah.
Really need that.
So I want to start off this week. We're going to talk today a little bit about how these long-term care insurance plans pay out. And I think there's a lot of people out there that still don't understand really, you know, what long-term care is and what it pays for.
Yeah, and I know we've done this on shows previously where you say, you know, close your eyes except for fear driving. And most people, when they picture a long-term care situation, picture a hospital setting or a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we want to get people to understand is that it's not just a nursing home.
That's exactly right. And there's even a lot of attorneys, you'll hear some of the radio shows out there, and they're always talking about long-term care, like if you end up in a nursing home, if you end up in a nursing home. Well, you know, folks, let's just start with the facts. Those people that end up in a nursing home, the vast majority of them are being paid the benefits. The nursing home is paid by Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you're already broke. That means you've spent through your assets. That means your family can't provide the care that you need. And so that's your last stop. That is the vast reason why people are in nursing homes. People don't move to nursing homes. You don't go check into a nursing home. You get put in a nursing home.
Yeah. And if you have long-term care insurance, you're most likely going, you're going to have the best chance to stay out of a nursing home.
Yeah. So when we look at the population as a whole, three out of four people will start their long-term care journey at home, right? Bringing mm-hmm. people in to help them. But those that have long-term care insurance, statistically speaking, about 70% out of those, 7 out of 10, will be able to age in place, age in their own home. If we take long-term care insurance planning out of the equation, the vast majority, over 95% of the people, will not be able to age in their own home.
Yeah.
Because they eventually burn through the resources or they don't have the help. They may have the money, but they don't have the help. Their family's trying to rely on it. Their family's trying to preserve assets. And it finally gets to the point where they say, we've got to stick you someplace to get you the care you need.
Exactly. Because it becomes a safety issue at that point.
Yeah. And also, a lot of times, the family will tap out. But I think that's one of the big misconceptions that I just really want to straighten up out there is that long-term care insurance is not about nursing home. In fact, the vast majority of premium or of benefits that are paid out by the insurance companies are for what we call custodial care.
Mm-hmm. And which a lot of people don't understand. I mean, that's really just the care we need getting through the day. I mean, a lot of people are giving long-term care or custodial care to a loved one, and they don't even realize that's actually technically a long-term care situation.
Yeah, so those of you that are listening that are maybe taking care of a family member, that's what you're doing. You're mm-hmm. most likely providing what we call custodial care. It does not require skilled medical background to do this. And I mean, there may be, so you may be helping with medications, you may be helping, you know, if you have a kidney dialysis machine or something like that. That may be the case, but overall, the vast majority of the care that you're providing for somebody, if you're taking care of a family member, is what we call custodial care, is the basics, helping them transfer, helping them bathe, dress, eat, helping them get through the day, helping them get to their doctor appointments, maybe helping them with their personal care, their mail, their grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what we call custodial care. And so when people think about long-term care insurance, they think about it as, man, I don't want to go to a nursing home, so I don't need this. I'm going to manage at home. Well, folks, that's where the vast majority of long-term care cases start out, is in your own home.
Exactly.
And the whole idea of long-term care is that now I'm in control of those options. I get to choose, like, where am I going to age, right? Where if I don't have that, so we go through the situation like you went through with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Your family is circling around trying to take care of her. You're doing the best you can, but it gets to the point where basically they come in, and I say they, it's like basically
Medicaid
comes in and says she's no longer safe at home.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the wheelchair ramp, you don't have the stair lift, she can't, there's not somebody here 24/7, so they end up moving her to a nursing home setting.
Exactly. And we even tried to keep her at home as long as we could, but once she ended up in the hospital, that was where they were like, you know what, we're just not even going to let her leave the hospital unless she's going to a nursing home.
Yeah.
So...
And I think that's one of the things that really ruffle my feathers a lot is when I hear people talking about what long-term care is and that it's a nursing home event. And you'll hear these advertisements that you can do some legal planning and you can age in place, which is they're presenting that as your own home and not become a burden on your family and have Medicaid come in and pay for that. And that's just not the case. It's no. not going to work out that way. Because what Medicaid does, they don't have the resources to provide that custodial care in your home. So they're going to make you basically get that care from family members. Now, if you don't have family members, that becomes an unsafe environment. Or if you have sporadic family members, or if you're left at home 8 hours a day while your child is at work, for instance, that becomes an unsafe environment. So that's when Medicaid then is going to come out and say, look, you don't get to age in place. And so that's that misrepresentation of what Medicaid actually does. If I set up this legal plan, then I can ring my bell. Medicaid's going to come in. They're going to provide me the services that I need. I'm going to be sitting there in front of my 85-inch OLED television watching sports all day, and someone's going to be there to take care of me. It doesn't work that way.
No.
That's your family. And so that's why the vast majority of nursing home care is paid for by Medicaid, because those are people that have blown through their resources or they don't have the family that are to support them. And remember, if Medicaid sticks you in a nursing home, for instance, you are relying on Medicaid, you're turning over your income as well, too. So your money, your resources are going to pay for that care first. Medicaid is making up the difference. And I think that's where we get this misrepresentation of what long-term care insurance is. It's not about nursing home. The vast majority of people in long-term care situations will start out in their own home. Now, if we have a plan in place, the idea is let's keep that plan in place. Let's bring the people in that we want. Let's age in place. And then maybe it comes to a point where we say, you know what? We need someone in here 10 hours a day. I can move to this assisted living facility, or I can move to this continuing care retirement center, or I can move to an adult family home. But you are in control of that. And that's the path my grandmother took. She started out having people come in a couple days a week. She had long-term care insurance. And then she got to the point where she went out and she started looking at assisted living facilities. And when she was ready, she chose to move into one, which actually helped her quality of life quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was less expensive than bringing people into her home 24 hours a day, but she had that support there 24 hours a day once she moved into the assisted living facility. And that helped her avoid going to a nursing home because basically she was in a safe environment now. She could afford it. She had the long-term care insurance.
Getting a better level of care as well.
Yeah. And so one of the things I think where people just need to really focus on is long-term care insurance is not about paying for nursing homes. It pays for a wide variety of services, custodial care, but it also pays for things like occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother had to have somebody come in a couple days a week and do some physical therapy. She had really bad sciatica, so that would be covered under long-term care. What we call the personal care, the light housekeeping, the meal preparation, the help going to the grocery store, the things that you need done, that's all going to fall under that umbrella of long-term care insurance.
Exactly. So, I mean, think about it when, you know, a loved one breaks their leg or something. They're going to recover up pretty quickly. But a long-term care situation is what you're doing to take care of that person, but it's long-term.
That's exactly right.
So it's not that short-term care. That stuff just goes on and on. You're making their meals. You're making sure that their pillow is fluffed.
That's right. You're just helping them. And so many people, I know there's lots of listeners out there right now that are taking care of a loved one, so they know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's that custodial care. And people need to understand that that is the number one thing that a long-term care insurance pays for. $3 out of $4 that an insurance company pays out is for basic custodial care.
Yeah, you don't need a nursing degree to do
that. That's right. It's not for the skilled nursing, which is what a lot of people think of. So we're going to spend some time today. We're going to talk a little bit about how you get your money out of this plan. We know what it pays for now. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But there's really two distinct ways these insurance plans are going to pay you back. And we're going to go over some of the pros and the cons of why you would use one particular plan versus another one when you're setting up a long-term care insurance plan. We're going to head into our first break, and when we come back, we'll jump right into that. Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had, and he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But more importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class coming up Monday, May 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding their long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class on the 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. So, you know, one of the best ways to learn about what we do and how you can set up a plan is to come to one of our classes.
Yeah, I mean, we go through all of this, of what long-term care covers, how it's triggered, how it pays out, all of that in these classes.
Yeah, and our next class is actually coming up on Monday. That's Monday the 20th, this next Monday. That's going to be a 10 a.m. kickoff, and that's an asset-based class. And so the difference with that class versus the one that we had, you know, what we would call our traditional long-term care class is that the asset-based class is going to focus on some of these new programs that are going to pay you back one way or the other. And it's really aimed at that client that's possibly just, you know, planning on self-insuring, mm-hmm. so to speak.
They think, you know, they've been told they have enough money, or, you know, I'm just going to set aside this money here and pay for my care myself.
Yeah, and I've said it over and over again, you're going to be greatly disappointed if you end up in a long-term care situation down the road, and I don't care if you got $5 million or you got $10 million, mm-hmm. if you find, when you find out too late that these plans exist, because a lot of people sit there and say, well, if I have enough money to pay for long-term care, why do I need it? Well, you got to remember, there's a lot of benefits that come with a long-term care plan, a lot of ancillary benefits, and my analogy analogy is the same as when my house burned down. They didn't just show up with a sack of cash and say, there you go, now you can go build a house.
Off you go.
They came out, you know, they came out with their professionals that knew what to do, and they got the permits, and they rebuilt our house and got the contractors and did everything that needed to be done. I mean, we got to choose the color of the paint and the carpet. That's what we did. And so it's kind of the same thing. If I think it's just about a money, well, let me tell you, folks, it's not your money that's sitting there stressing about how to get you the right level of care that you need. It's not your money that's fighting among itself, deciding do we put you in an assisted living facility to save some of the assets, mm-hmm. or do we try to bring the help into home? And it's, you know, it's not your money that's feeling guilty when they can't be there in a time of need. I mean, that's what your family does. And so by putting a long-term care plan in, regardless of how much assets you have, you've got access to these professionals on the other side that's going to help your family manage your situation. They know, hey, here's how you can bring some of those resources into home if that's where you want to be. Here's the difference between a cognitive impairment and a physical impairment. We know what that is, and we know what kind of caregivers you need for that situation.
Mm-hmm. And they know how to navigate through the doctors. I mean, that was my biggest thing when my mom was in a Medicaid situation, is that, you know, one doctor would be telling us one thing, and another mm-hmm. would be telling us another thing, and then social work would be telling me this. Who is right here?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, how do I know to get the best care? These claims professionals are, I mean, they're experts.
Yeah, they've been there. They've done that. Most of them have some kind of nursing background. So that's mm-hmm. exactly right. It's a great point. So again, Monday at 10 a.m., we still have a few seats left for that. You can sign up at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So we started off the show today talking a little bit about, you know, what long-term care insurance pays for. A lot of people are confused about thinking it's just for nursing homes, when the truth is the vast majority of money is paid for custodial care. The care that we need just getting through the day, the help bathing, dressing, eating, the meal preparation, things like that. So we have one of these plans in place. How do we get that money out of it? There's two distinct ways that an insurance plan is going to pay those benefits back to you. And I want to discuss those a little bit here in detail. And first off, I have this long-term care insurance plan. I'm going to trigger a claim. That's going to be standard. It doesn't matter which insurance carrier I have. I'm going to trigger it the same way, either by diagnosis of a cognitive impairment mm-hmm. or what they call a physical impairment, which says I need help with 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, what they call ADLs, transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, incontinence. Those are the activities of daily living. If you need help with 2 of those, and think of a stroke victim, they're going to pretty much trigger all 6 of mm-hmm. those right off the bat if it's a severe stroke.
Yeah.
So that's what triggers the plan. So now I trigger the plan, and the plan says, okay, we're going to start paying out the benefits based on the way you set up the plan. And there's 2 distinct ways you can get paid. The most common plan out there is what we call a reimbursement plan. So that simply says, I'm going to have those caregivers come into my home if I'm at home, and at the end of the month, they're going to give me a receipt, and they're going to send a copy of that bill to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to go through that and check off the expenses.
Verify that they're
make sure they're qualified. Yep, qualified long-term care expenses. And then they're going to send you a check. And that check can either come back to you, or it can go back to your power of attorney, or it can go directly to the caregivers. Mm-hmm. You're in control of that. So ideally, the way a reimbursement plan works is the IRS has listed out a series of qualified expenses. You don't have to worry what those are. Your caregivers know what that is.
Yeah.
When you bring in someone, a home health care agency into the home, for example, they know what qualified expenses are. They know how to code those. What the claim specialist does on a reimbursement is simply sits there and verifies when those come in that that money is being used for qualified expenses. Therefore, there's an audit trail, meaning that they know what the money was spent on, and you're done with your accounting. You mm-hmm. don't do anything at the end of the year on a reimbursement plan. You get a 1099 that shows how much the insurance company paid you, but you don't have to claim that income because, again, those benefits are tax-free. Now, for instance, when my grandmother started on her plan, it was reimbursement. We had caregivers coming in. They would bill. She would just get that money back into her account, and she'd write a check to the caregivers. Now, once she moved into the assisted living facility, she actually just had the insurance company pay the funds directly to the assisted living facility because she was actually spending more money than her long-term care insurance paid out. So there's a lot of flexibility on the reimbursement of like where the money goes to. You're in control of that. Obviously, if it's a cognitive impairment, you're not handling your own finances. That money's either going to go to your power of attorney or it's just going to be paid directly to your caregivers. You're mm-hmm. not going to have to worry about that. The things that I love about a reimbursement, and I'm a big believer in the reimbursement plan, and I'll tell you why. Number one, there's an audit trail on there. So if your plan of care says, look, you need 2 hours of physical therapy twice a week, and at the end of the month, that insurance company is looking at that bill, and they see that they're that these caregivers are charging you for 8 hours of physical therapy a week, they're going to call up and say, hey, has the plan of care changed? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, no. It's like, okay, so the plan of care calls for 4 hours, you're billing for eight. Also, why are you spending 15 hours a week grocery shopping? Why are you billing our clients for that? So it gives us a safety check, this audit trail, and it goes both ways. What if your plan of care says, well, you need 8 hours of physical therapy a week, right? You're healing up from a hip fracture or something, mm-hmm. and they're sitting there, they're only billing for, they billed for 3 hours this week and five and then seven. They're going to call up and say, how come the plan of care is not being met?
Exactly.
And they're going to be able to say, look, we're going to either find somebody else that comes in and provides those services for the client, or you're going to have to step it up and make sure that you start providing what the doctor is asking you for, because the doctor is asking for that plan of care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a claim specialist does, and those come with these reimbursement type of policies. And the vast majority of policies out there are what we call reimbursement. So that's something to keep in mind. Reimbursement just simply says they're going to look at that bill at the end of the month, they're going to verify those expenses, and they're going to reimburse you for that.
And they're going to make sure that you're getting the care you need based on your plan of care.
Yeah. And one of the big things is at the end of the, you know, all the insurance companies are required to send out what they call a 1099 LTC. So that just says, hey, if we send out $8,000 a month, at the end of the year, you're going to get a 1099 for $96,000. It's going to be checked reimbursement. You're done. There's no other accounting. You don't claim that. That's not, doesn't affect your adjusted gross income. You don't have to verify what you spent that money on because it's a reimbursement policy. The insurance company already did the accounting work for you throughout the year. So that's how a reimbursement plan works. Now, the other plan that's out there, and we still have two carriers that offer what we call a indemnity or a cash benefit. A cash benefit simply says when I go on claim, now what's going to happen is I'm going to get my full monthly benefit paid to me every single month. So if I have that same $8,000 a month benefit, I'm getting a check for $8,000 every single month. There's no billing sent to the insurance company. They're not reimbursing you for anything. They're just sending you a check for $8,000. Now, why would I want a cash benefit plan? If I'm paying a family member to take mm-hmm. care of me, they no longer have to become a licensed healthcare worker, right? I have that money, I can pay them. The downside is, why wouldn't I want a cash benefit plan? It's because it's just that, it's cash. So what happens is that puts the burden back on you and your family to verify that that $8,000 is being spent on legitimate long-term care costs.
Yeah, and keep track of those.
Yeah. Now, the IRS uses what they call a per diem, which is a per day amount. And so they set that amount every day, and it's about $330 right now in 2019. So as long as you're spending less than that on long-term care, there really isn't much accounting to do, so to speak. However, if you're getting more than that, you have to it's okay. The money can still be tax-free. It's just that you have to verify that it was spent on legitimate long-term care costs. Also, at the end of the year, when the insurance company sends out that 1099, so they say, here's the $96,000 we paid, and it was checked as a per diem policy, now that puts the burden back on the family. If the IRS comes in and wants to audit you, you have to be able to verify through your record keeping that that money was spent on qualified long-term care expenses. If you can't do that, the problem you're going to have is you may have to claim that money as income mm-hmm. and then pay income taxes on it. So that is one of the downsides you have to be aware of cash policies. Cash policies sound just kind of groovy. I get this money, I don't have to deal with anything, but they're also dangerous in the sense that if I'm getting $8,000 a month out of my policy, and let's say that I have a policy that's going to pay me that $8,000 for 4 years. Well, if I'm only using $4,000 a month for long-term care, that policy would really last me 8 years mm-hmm. because the money doesn't expire, right? But the problem, what they find out on these cash policies, is who's managing that money. You're getting a check for $8,000. Well, if your child or your grandchild is your power of attorney and they're actually managing this claim, they've got access to that $8,000 every month. Maybe they're only spending four on you. What's the other $4,000 getting spent on, mm-hmm. right? Televisions, car payments, things like that. And that's what why most carriers have gotten away from that, is because they find these cash policies really put you in a situation for what we call elder abuse or fraud.
Yeah.
Because exactly. somebody else has access to that money if you're not managing your own affairs. And the reality is that over 50% of people in long-term care situations are suffering from cognitive impairments, so they're probably not in the best situation to manage their personal affairs anyway. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be really aware of that, but that's the difference. The other thing about cash policies is that you tend to get more money out of the policy quicker, which can be a good thing, but all of the cash policies are going to have limited benefits, meaning I cannot get a lifetime long-term care payout on a cash policy. About the most I'm going to get is 6 years, meaning that if I have a policy that pays me $8,000 a month, I can get that money for about 6 years. That's a pretty big policy. So the only way you can extend that out is maybe if I have a $10,000 a month benefit and I'm only using that $6,000 or $8,000, the policy is going to last me a little bit longer, but still, it's cash coming in. You have to worry about the audit trail. And again, that you don't have that claim specialist on the back end of that, making sure that the caregivers are providing the right level of care.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or even that if you are going in between, because Medicare is still getting involved if you're in a long-term care situation, a lot of times what the claim specialists do, especially on reimbursement plans, is make sure that Medicare is paying what they're supposed to be paying.
That's exactly right.
And yeah, because I know that Medicare will oftentimes just kind of say, oh no, that's long-term care insurance. They can pay for it.
Yeah, and it's such a great point. I mean, one of the big questions I always ask people when we're sitting down, we're talking about, is like, tell me about your family. Who's going to be involved? Do you trust them? This, that, and the other thing. A lot of people don't want their kids managing their finances. They don't want that involved. But if you do have somebody, or maybe you're living with your children and you trust them, then a cash policy can be very beneficial because it removes that whole reimbursement in the bill. You're just getting the check.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have somebody that you can manage and trust on that, that's really great. But as a general rule, most of the insurance companies have gotten away from the cash. So again, you have the long-term care insurance policy. Vast majority of them are going to be what we call a reimbursement. That's how you're going to get paid. With that, there's the audit trail. There's no accounting on your end. The other option is the cash benefit plan. Just be aware that it's just that. It's a lump of cash. You're not going to get the same claim specialist on the other end of that. And you're also going to be responsible for proving that you spent that money on qualified expenses if you're asked to do so. So we're going to head into our second break real quick. And when we come back, stick around. We got a great client of the week. I'm going to show you how we set up a cash plan and why we did it. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. It's Saturday morning. We're talking a lot today about just spend a little bit of time about reimbursement versus the cash indemnity payouts on how plans work. And again, if you want to come and learn more, we have a class on Monday, kicks off at 10 a.m. over in Bellevue. It's real easy to get to. Our training room is we're off the Southeast 8th exit. The training room is in our same office building. And it's just a great way to come sit down. It's a free class, and it's just that. It's a class. You don't get to sign up. We're not going to make you sign up for anything or give us any information. That's up to you. But come in and learn. And the class on Monday is about asset-based plans. The asset-based plans are actually the plans. There's two companies out there that have that cash reimbursement plan. And then there's the rest of them are going to be, or I'd say reimbursement plans. And then there's two that have a, what we call a cash or indemnity benefit. So that's kind of what we were talking about earlier in the show. So I want to show you, a lot of people say, gosh, why would I set up one plan versus the other? And again, a lot of it just depends on your personal situation. And I think it's
and your plans for the future.
Right. Key is who do you have that's going to be helping you navigate this situation? So our client of the week this week is William, age 65. So let's talk about second marriages for a second. We're going to do a show on this in the future because this is huge. And I think a lot of people miss this point.
Yeah. It's a big point.
Yeah, so William is on his second marriage. He never really thought he needed long-term care. I mean, he just never really thought about it. A lot of people don't, right? And so then he ends up getting remarried, and his wife basically has an estate of her own, right? From her first marriage, she's a widow, and they've got kids. And what happens in these situations, what a lot of people forget, is that if William goes out and has a stroke tomorrow and ends up being in a 10-year long-term care event, it's like, you know what? He can blow through all his assets, but his wife's assets are now vulnerable as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So under state law, she cannot separate those out. You can't do that in a prenuptial agreement or anything else. Now, you can move those funds to a trust ahead of time or something. You can do that. But for people that just still have, you know, maybe a family home or a second home or like retirement accounts or something like that, what they have to understand are those assets are very vulnerable in a long-term care situation from your new spouse.
It's community property.
Yeah. So William came in and we started talking about this. He had been listening to the radio show and he came to one of our classes and his wife was really saying, look, I already have a long-term care insurance plan. And so we couldn't add him to hers. It doesn't work that way. So, and she had a very meaningful plan. Mm-hmm. She didn't need to change anything on hers. We said, just keep yours as is. That provides her some real good, meaningful protection. And she was in a great situation. She didn't think she'd ever get remarried, and she did. And so she had this long-term care plan, which is crucial when you're single. But now we're looking at it and saying, okay, what would happen to her estate if something happens to her new husband? So Bill comes in, and we sat down, and we start talking about really what can we do? How can we set up a plan for him? And what he didn't want to do is make payments. He just didn't want to sit there and make payments to a plan that he thought he probably wasn't going to need. But at the same sense, he felt he needed some kind of insurance. He was intrigued with these new asset or hybrid-based plans that pay you back. And he actually had a good chunk of a little nest egg of his own. So he was willing to put some of that money to work. So here's what we really did for Bill. We basically came in, we sat down with him, and we designed a plan that's going to pay him, we're just taking a single deposit of $100,000. And he's going to start off with a benefit, a monthly benefit of $4,913, which will last him 6 years if he ends up in a long-term care situation. Now, that benefit also has a 3% inflation rider on it. William's 65, but he's also very healthy. He's very, you know, he's in great shape for his age. And so we're looking at this saying, well, what happens 20 years down the road? We still want that benefit to be, you know, meaningful. So we go out 20 years down the road, and now that benefit's $8,600 a month. But here's the difference with this benefit. This benefit is going to be a cash benefit, which means the money is going to be paid to him in cash. His wife is quite a bit younger than him, and so he has got this, you know, he's got this vision that she will be there involved in his care regardless.
Managing it.
Yeah, assuming she has her faculties, that he feels comfortable with the cash benefit. And also, he can pay her. He can pay family members. He can pay her kids. He can pay his kids. He can do whatever he wants. The other nice thing about cash benefit plans, folks, is you can go out and hire somebody on your own with a cash benefit. So maybe you have a family friend that's a nursing student or something like that, right?
With someone through church.
Yeah, exactly. Or somebody that's maybe a retired nurse that can come over and is willing to help out. A lot of times you can do that for less money than it would cost to hire that same person through a agency.
Yeah, licensed agency.
Yeah. So this plan, what's great about this plan is just a single deposit of $100,000. He's going to have an initial long-term care benefit of $381,000. So think about that. That's $3.80 for every dollar that you put in. That's the leverage. That's the tax-free insurance. But if he never uses this plan, the plan's going to pay back $117,000 in what we call a tax-free death benefit. That's a return of premium that's structured as a death benefit. And the reason why that's important is because now that means even though he only put $100 in, $117 comes back. That's tax-free. So he doesn't have to claim that, or his estate doesn't have to claim any of that gain as income. But here's what's unique about this particular plan as well, too. Not only does it have that death benefit, so he's guaranteed to get his money back, but if he's on the other end of the scale and he uses all 6 years of long-term care, so let's go out 20 years, he now has a bucket of money of $668,000. He uses all of that for long-term care and then he passes away. The estate's still going to get a check back for $23,000. That's what we call a guaranteed minimum return of premium, or and it's structured again as a death benefit so that that is tax-free.
It's kind of like a funeral fund.
That's exactly what it is. And so you look at it, so he's putting $100 into this thing. He's going to get $23,000 back even if he uses all of his long-term care benefits. So really, when you do the math on that, you're sitting there saying, well, really, for $77,000, I've got an initial long-term care benefit of $381,000, and it's going to grow to $680,000 over 20 years because it's got that 3% compound inflation rider on it. So what's really unique about these plans when they're a cash benefit plan is it gives us a lot of options. Again, the downside is you're going to probably need somebody that you trust to manage that money to make sure that it just doesn't get squandered. But it's well under the per diem limit. So as long as they don't, you know, do anything crazy with it, they're not going to have any real accounting issues per se either. But with long-term care, again, you can pay family members. You just need to keep track of that. And so the IRS allows that. If I'm paying my spouse to take care of me, I can use a cash benefit plan to do that. But again, we look at the math on this, and it's just, think about what he's done here. He took $100,000 out that is just sitting there in his nest egg. He repositioned it. He instantly has $380,000 of long-term care. That's starting today. That amount's going to grow by a guaranteed 3%. It doesn't matter what the market does. Market can go up or down. This isn't tied to interest rates. It's not tied to stock market performance. It's what we call an inflation, compound inflation rider. It's just a guaranteed growth rate on this long-term care benefit. So we know that every year we're getting 3% more value in my policy. If I don't use it, I'm guaranteed to get more money back than I put into the plan. And even if I use all of it, the family's still going to get some kind of amount back. This is one of our most popular plans when we look at the cash indemnity plans. I just love this because really what we're doing is we're saying, hey, we're going to reposition a chunk of money, but we're going to get all these other benefits, but I'm never going to lose a dime. Never going to lose a dime.
Well, and this came from like a portion of his money that was safe money anyway. He had it set aside for a rainy day.
Yeah.
So this was something he felt totally comfortable in moving over, especially because it made his wife feel more comfortable. She was worried. I mean, she has her own kids and he has his own kids. So it's just, it gets complicated when you have a second marriage like that.
It does get complicated. And I'll be honest with you, my grandmother was on her third husband. And so what happens there is that you look at it and it's like his kids, were now confused and sitting there saying, wait, whose money are we spending down taking care of her, right? So she had her long-term care insurance. And then her kids, my mom and my mom's sisters, are sitting there at the same sense thinking, well, if her third husband goes into a long-term care estate, her house is vulnerable, right? Yeah. It's everything's
and
vulnerable,
who's going
right?
to take care of him?
Exactly, because she's living in assisted living, and so now what's going to happen? So there's a lot of issues that you need to think about if you're in a second marriage, and it gets very complicated. And obviously, the kids are going to sit there, like her kids in this situation, Bill's new wife, her kids look at her money as their money, right? Mm-hmm. Their dad is the one that earned that money before he passed away. So it does get complicated. Now, does that mean that she wouldn't spend that money taking care of him? No, that's not what we're saying. But she also has to understand if Bill blew through all of his assets and ended up in a really extended long-term care situation, that she could be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
She could be in a tight situation, meaning that she would have to use some of her assets to pay for his care, or she would have to divorce him. Something would have to come. That's what they call Medicaid divorce, right? You're divorcing a spouse so that your assets aren't vulnerable anymore. So what we're really doing in this situation is we're adding a layer of protection for both people.
Mm-hmm.
And really, Bill is just, I mean, he's tickled pink at this because he, you know, it makes more sense to him too. He's sitting there saying, how much of my assets do I really have to set aside for long-term care, right? He's guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what he did is he said, I'm going to take this $100,000. It's going to come back to my estate one way or the other. But if I need it 20 years down the road, I've got $680,000 coming into me tax-free at $8,600 a month cash. That's pretty powerful, folks, because what that means is you're not taking other assets and converting those to income to pay for long-term care. Therefore, you're not paying the taxes when you have to convert those other assets to income. You're not pushing up your adjusted gross income. It just gives you a lot of protection. And this is such an easy plan. And this plan can be funded, by the way, with cash value life insurance.
Yep.
It can be funded with a lot of different things you can do this. And so, because it has that life component to it, we can do a 1035 exchange. But this, again, client of the week, this is what we bring to you every week. We're saying, why do we design a plan one particular way? Here, his spouse has long-term care insurance. Now they're both protected on this. And the other thing I love about these cash plans, Bill goes on claim first. He's quite a bit older than his wife. He goes on claim. That money now coming in can be used to support both of them, right? Because unlike a reimbursement plan, they're just going to start sending him that money in. And so that means that they can pay for the landscaping. So if he's out doing the landscaping and the yard work and all of a sudden he can't do that, she doesn't have to pick up that burden. They're going to have the extra cash flow where they can hire that person to come out and take care of the house. And it just makes it easier to age in place. So just a fantastic plan. And we got lots of examples on our website as well, too. And if you come to the class on Monday, the asset-based class, these are some of the examples that we're going to go over on these asset-based plans, cash and reimbursement and different ways to fund them. And again, you can sign up for that class on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our final break here. And when we come back, stick around. We got a question of the week from Beverly. So we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are, the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't in just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this Saturday morning. So, again, we have a class coming up on Monday. It's just a great way to come in and see us Monday morning at 10 a.m.
And I like the Monday classes because on the weekdays, we actually have the Dilettante Mocha Cafe in our building is open. And
yes.
So they have... You have some
come a few minutes earlier, you can get a coffee or snack or whatever you want. And mm-hmm. I just, again, we're going to get you in, get you out. You can sign up on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. The classes are free. Everybody gets a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. The class on Monday, again, is focused on the asset-based class. It's just focused on these new plans that pay you back, just like what we went over on the client of the week there. And there's a wide variety of these plans, and I always try to explain that to people. Number one, what we're doing when we're putting a long-term care plan in place is we're saying, okay, how much benefit do I want, and mm-hmm. how long do I want that benefit to last? So I want $6,000 a month, I want it to last me 5 years, or I want it to last me a lifetime. So we design the plan that way. The second part of the equation is, what's the best way to fund that plan? Inside these asset-based plans, we have a lot of options, including using retirement accounts, using CDs, using reverse mortgages, using just a single lump sum or a smaller lump sum and payments over time, or you can even fund the whole thing over 10 years. Like my mm-hmm. asset-based plan, I'm just going to make 10-level payments. So there's a lot of options, and that's kind of what we're going to focus on. But underneath all of that, regardless of how you set up your plan, they're going to trigger the same, and they're going to give you that same tax-free benefit in a time of need. And that's the thing that all long-term care plans have in common, is they're going to trigger the same, and they're going to pay out that benefit in a time of need. But how you set that plan up, how much benefit you get, how you pay for that benefit, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of options. And if you have annuities or you have existing life insurance with cash value, and what I mean by that is a surrender value. Mm-hmm. So if you have a life insurance policy that you can cancel, you can actually use those policies today and move that into a long-term care plan. And if you have life insurance, you can still have life insurance on mm-hmm. your new plan.
You're just basically moving it from one pocket to another, but you're adding a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah, and we've done some shows on that in the past before, because it's just a great thing. So maybe you had a life insurance policy and now you're getting close to retirement. You don't really need that death benefit per se anymore, but we can move that policy over to a new policy that has the long-term care rider in there, and you might have an unlimited lifetime benefit of long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just moving that policy from one pocket to the other pocket. So there's a lot of things that we can do, and we're going to talk about some of these. And again, the next class is Monday at 10 a.m., and that's over in Bellevue. All the information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Right under the schedule of the classes there, you're going to see a question of the week submission. And the question this week comes from a listener named Beverly. And Beverly just simply asked us, she says, can I purchase a plan for someone else?
And which is a great question.
Yeah, fantastic question, because absolutely. In fact, The way insurance works as a general rule, there's what that we call an insurable interest. Mm-hmm. So like I own insurance policies on my children. You can buy life insurance policies for them. Long-term care is going to kind of fall under the same guise if that's an asset base and there's a life insurance policy to it or a benefit. But as a general rule, no, you can go out and buy a long-term care plan for your mom. You can buy it for your kids. You can buy it for your neighbor.
Sister.
It doesn't matter. You don't really have to fall under that insurable interest per se if it's just a traditional plan. If it's an asset-based plan, then as a general rule, what they're wanting to see is there some kind of insurable interest because, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want you buying a plan on a homeless guy that's, you know, going to go out and get shot tomorrow so that you can benefit. That's what they're trying to eliminate. But yes, and I tell you, this is such a powerful question because my mom's a classic example. She's got three boys and we're spread all over the country. And for us, what it makes more sense for us is to pitch in and make sure that my mom has a long-term care policy, a meaningful long-term care policy in place. Because if she needs that, it's going to be less expensive for all of us, even mm-hmm. if we buy it for her.
Yeah.
And so we see that with a lot of our kids. Maybe, you know, you're like me, I'm the first generation that went to college. Maybe somebody's gone out there, they've started a business, they have the cash flow, they can maybe set a policy up for themselves, or they can set a policy up for their parents, they can afford to do that. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And even on these asset-based plans, what's win-win about that is if mom or dad don't end up in long-term care, you're going to be the beneficiary, you're going to get paid back. However, if they do end up in long-term care, well, guess what you just did? You just protected their estate and your estate from having to pitch in and pay for that care.
And your time in having to manage that claim.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the main reason why I made sure that my mom had a policy and she's got a lifetime benefit is because I want those claim specialists. I want that lifetime concierge service, someone there to answer the phone and help me because my mom's in Colorado. I'm out here in Seattle. It's like I want to be able to pick up the phone and talk to somebody and say, what do we do to make sure my mom's getting the right level of care?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a long-term care insurance does. So again, Beverly, yes, you can purchase that, and it's very, very common. And also what we're starting to see is a lot of parents that are maybe, you know, they've got a good nest egg, they're in that retirement zone, and they're sitting there thinking about kind of their legacy, what they mm-hmm. want to leave to their kids. I was like, well, you know what one of the best things you can do is set your children up with a long-term care plan. I mean, think about this. If you've got, you know, a 45-year-old child, and they're married and they've got a couple kids, what would happen if they got in a horrible car wreck?
Yeah.
And even number one, they lose their income. Who would provide the long-term care for them? And I think that's the key, right? You've got to be in that situation where that can be a very good gift because now you can buy that policy and you can make their children the beneficiary of the plan if they don't use it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a multi-generational gift that way.
Absolutely. And then if something does happen, again, about a third of the people on long-term care are under age 65. People are surprised at that, but it's accidents. A lot of people mm-hmm. get in a horrible car accident. Now all of a sudden they got a long-term care plan they can kick on. And they're not sitting there just, you know, maybe they lose their income if both spouses are working, but now they have a gap here to pay for that care while the other spouse is working. They don't have to give up their life. So absolutely. And that's just a fantastic question. If you have a question of the week for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Click on the little radio question of the week submission, send it in. We pick through those and we'll be glad to read one on the air for you. Also, I want to talk about next week's show. Stick around a little bit because Washington passed a Long-Term Care Trust Act, and I want everybody to understand that this is, boy, it's convoluted, and I think, if anything, I want you to understand what it really is because I think it's going to give a false sense of safety to mm-hmm. a lot of people, and so we're going
to
dig into that a little
bit.
Yeah, so that will be next week on the show. So again, also, lots of information on our website. Always feel free to go there. I know a lot of listeners are up and down the Puget Sound area. They're not close to Bellevue, but you can go to our website, read through some of those reviews, read through some of those things, and we'll be glad to, you know, kind of talk with you when you're ready and get you some examples and show you how we can design a plan. But again, you've been listening to Long-Term Care Radio. Sign up for our class Monday, 10 a.m. Again, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And tune in next week. We'll be back with another new show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com.
Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.